What's up, Anchor fam? This is Kaylee Chella checking back in with today's top stories. Former presidents and preachers joined a parade of music stars and other speakers Friday in a singing, hip-swaying, piano-pounding farewell to Aretha Franklin. Remembering the Queen of Soul as a powerful force for music and political change, and a steadfast friend and family member. Pastor William J. Barber II said, quote, Aretha's singing challenged the dangling discords of hate and lies and racism and injustice. Her singing was revelation and was revolution. In a send-off both grand and personal, a celebrity lineup of mourners filmed the same Detroit church that hosted Rosa Parks' funeral and offered prayers, songs, and dozens of tributes. Guests included former President Bill Clinton, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Stevie Wonder, and Smokey Robinson. Robinson, the Motown great, remembered first hearing Franklin play piano when he was just 8 and remained close to her for the rest of her life. They talked for hours at a time. Before crooning a few lines from his song Really Gonna Miss You with the line Really Gonna Be Different Without You, he said, You're so special. Lasting more than 6 hours, the service at Greater Grace Temple encompassed many elements, emotions, and regal entrances that were hallmarks of Franklin's more than 6 decades on sacred and secular stages. She was remembered as the pride of Detroit and a citizen of the world. President Trump urged evangelical leaders this week to get out the vote ahead of the upcoming midterm elections and warned of violence by opponents if they fail. Trump made the dire warning at a White House dinner Monday evening, attended by dozens of conservative Christian pastors, ministers, and supporters of his administration. Trump was stressing the stakes in November when he warned that if Democrats win, they will, quote, overturn everything that we've done, and they'll do it quickly and violently, according to attendees and audio of his closed-door remarks obtained by media outlets, including the New York Times. He specifically mentioned self-described Antifa or anti-fascist groups, describing them as, quote-unquote, violent people. When asked Wednesday what he meant, Trump told reporters, quote, I just hope there won't be violence. If you look at what happens, there's a lot of unnecessary violence all over the world, but also in this country, and I don't want to see it, Trump said. At the dinner, Trump talked up his administration's efforts to bolster conservative Christian causes, and he urged those who gathered to get their people to vote, warning the efforts could quickly be undone. According to the Times, Trump said, quote, I just ask you to go out and make sure all of your people vote. Because if they don't, it's November 6th, if they don't vote, we're going to have a miserable 2 years, and we're going to have, frankly, a very hard period of time, because then it just gets to be one election. You're one election away from losing everything you've got. This has been a report by Kaylee Chella for Anchor. To stay up to date, follow us on Twitter at Anchor, or you can follow me at Kaylee Chella. That's at C-A-I-L-L-E-Y Chella. Chella out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.